Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This love is getting kind of dangerous. Feels like it's a loaded gun.
Wages for American workers, you can't flood the country with tens of thousands or hundreds
of
thousands
agree,
of foreign
but
workers.
You also do have to bring in talent.
When well, we
a
have
country
plenty of talented
no,
people
no,
here.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
We don't have talented
being,
people
no,
here.
No, you don't have certain talents, and people have to learn. You can't take people off an unemployment line and say, I'm going to put you into a factory where we're going to make missiles, or I'm going to put
How did
you
we ever do it before?
Well, let
when
me
you
just,
and I were
I'll
growing
give you an
up.
Example. In Georgia, they raided because they wanted illegal immigrants out. They had people from South Korea that
Hyundai.
Made batteries all their lives. You know, making batteries are very complicated. It's not an easy thing. It's very dangerous. A lot of explosions, a lot of problems. They had like 500 or 600 people, early stages, to make batteries and to teach people how to do it. Well, they wanted them to get out of the country. You're going to need that, Laura. I mean, I know you and I disagree on this. You can't just say country's coming in, going to invest $10 billion to build a plant and going to take people off an unemployment line who haven't worked in 5 years, right, and they're going to start making missiles.
So President Trump speaking in an exclusive there with Laura Ingraham, and the H-1B visa issue has become a very hot talking point. I will highlight before we get to our guest here that Laura Ingraham's asking about these H-1B visa workers and the need for American workers. The first thing Trump says is, I agree with you. But then he goes into an explanation as to why it's not as easy as flipping a switch. So let's get some basic information about what the H-1B visa program is and where it should go in an America First direction. If maybe Laura Ingraham is right on this one, or maybe the president is. Jessica Vaughn joins us once again here, director of policy at the Center for Immigration Studies, to talk to us a little bit about this. Jessica, we welcome your expertise here on our show. Thanks for being with us today.
Good to be with you.
Thank you. Can you just give us, like, for somebody who's heard H-1B and has no idea what that means, talk to us like super basic at first, and then we'll get into maybe what should happen next.
Sure. The H-1B visa is a temporary work visa that was designed and sold to Congress and the public as a way to allow companies to bring in skilled foreign workers who had at least a college degree to meet temporary labor shortages in areas where there were spot shortages or not enough Americans who had the skills that companies needed to meet demand for whatever product they had. And it's usually most often associated with the tech sector. However, the way this program works in reality now at this point in time, and it has for decades, is that staffing companies, primarily from India, have used this visa program as a way to bring in workers, primarily in the tech sector, but in other areas as well, and with the explicit purpose of replacing Americans, like selling their product, which is workers, to American companies to lower their labor costs and replace American workers with the cheaper visa workers, and who were willing to stick around at a lower rate of pay because they have the opportunity possibly to get a green card after the temporary visa expires. There are a lot of problems on why this doesn't work out very well like that right now, but that's what it's become, that these people don't realize the extent to which this program is dominated by staffing companies, body shops, whose explicit business model is to bring in cheaper workers from abroad to replace American workers. Now, there are legitimate uses of the H-1B program. Sometimes companies are able to, you know, identify a worker overseas that has some unique talent that they are willing, you know, that they're hoping to acquire on a temporary basis. But that's now they can hardly ever do that because the staffing companies dominate this limited number, for the most part, of H-1B workers. It's also become a way for employers in the higher education industry to, because they're exempt from the annual cap on these visas, so they can also bring in cheaper workers to do certain kinds of functions and replace their American staff and you know, get away with lowering their labor costs.
Okay, so that's a really good foundational understanding of what the system was set up to do, but then also how it's kind of lost its way. I was going to ask you, is it cheap? Can an American company employ the H-1B? Just, you know, I've got option A, and I've got option H-1B. And if option A is American and H-1B is somebody who is here foreign, who has the ability to perform the job, it is a better bottom line of your balance sheet financial decision right now, incentivized to hire the H-1B visa. Is that basic?
Most definitely. And it's actually, that's not quite the decision they're making. Like the U.S. company is saying, oh, I've got this Indian staffing company who's telling me that they can replace my data center employees and run it at a much cheaper cost. So it's not like a one, like I'm going to choose
this
individual H-1, but yes, they're choosing them in groups. They're choosing to outsource the hiring decision to a staffing company that's going to bring in almost exclusively workers from India. You know, there are other countries that participate as well, but usually it's an Indian-owned staffing company that brings in workers from India, and it's not one worker that gets replaced. It's usually, you know, an entire office of people.
So let me ask you this question. We're speaking with Jessica Vaughn, who's the director of policy at the Center for Immigration Studies. Is there a very positive, beneficial use for the H-1B program in the United States of America? And if there is, what would that look like?
Well, it's possible to conceive of a way this program could be helpful to companies. I mean, I think it's good for American companies to have access to global talent. But to do that, to prevent the abuse and replacement of American workers, we need to keep the numerical limits. And once there's a limit, we should be offering these visas to the companies that are willing to pay the highest salaries. And that way, it's unlikely that they're going to be using them to replace Americans. They're going to be looking for those individuals with special skills, talent, expertise. And also, we need to make it temporary. Right now, the first visa is for 3 years, and they can renew it once, and then they can stay indefinitely if an employer offers to sponsor them for a green card. If we want this to be a temporary work permit, we should say, okay, you can come for 2 years, you can extend it for two more after that, and then your employer, if a visa is available, should be able to sponsor you. But if not, you have to go home.
Sure.
And that way it's not like a pipeline of new immigration. It's much more limited to individuals, not groups of people. And, the employers have to pay for that talent that shows that they really want it and that there may actually be a shortage of that particular expertise. And, it's just not going to have as much abuse as happens now and in lower numbers.
You're listening to Director of Policy at the Center for Immigration Studies. Jessica Vaughn is speaking with us right now. So let's talk a little bit about what President Trump said there in that conversation with Laura Ingraham. She was basically taking kind of a hard stance, which I understand for the sake of asking a question why she was doing it. She was saying, like, get rid of the H-1Bs and put American workers in there. We've got American skilled workers. They should be in there and they should be doing the jobs. And then he took the example, which is an extreme example, but probably still fits into the context of a much more complicated situation than maybe a 30-minute conversation asking a bunch of other questions can bear out. He said, you can't take somebody who's been unemployed for 5 years, pluck them out of the unemployment line and put them on in the factory line to make missiles. So that is an extreme example as well. I would like to know what you think about what President Trump is saying. It seems as though he's heading in the direction towards prioritizing American workers, but he's saying we can't just upend the entire H-1B system that we have right now. There's going to have to be a process. Do you think that that's accurate?
Well, I actually think Laura was closer to the truth than the president, although, certainly the situation he's talking about does exist.
Mm-hmm.
But, who's to say? I don't think we can bring in foreign workers to immediately begin building missiles either.
Yeah.
For a lot of reasons, security reasons among them.
Good point.
I think the president is hearing from employers that they have trouble filling certain kinds of jobs, and I think that can be addressed through training programs, through more recruiting, for not allowing employers to become dependent on visa workers. And I think Laura's right that the issue is not that the issue is to prevent Americans from, especially in some of these specialty occupations, from being on the unemployment line to begin with at all, because they were replaced by visa workers. We should just make it harder for employers to do that. It was never supposed to be a program where Americans got replaced by
right.
H-1B workers, and that is exactly what it was, though.
What
and the president knows that. I mean, he's sat down with people who were fired by Disney, for example, when they replaced their whole tech staff with H-1Bs. He knows that happens. I think he just thinks that's the exception. And he's looking for a way to make sure that employers can get access to that global talent. But there are other visa programs for that. And there's a way to run the H-1B program, which he started to do, by the way, with this $100,000 fee that they're putting on top of it. So that's going to...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Help, but that's not a real comprehensive solution that's going to take care of all the problems.
Jessica Vaughn speaking with us from the Center for Immigration Studies. Is there a point in our political timeline here with different administrations coming and going? Is there a point where this system, where the H-1B visa thing took a drastic turn and we started seeing it flood into the country? Was there a specific moment when that happened?
Yes, it was in the 1990s, specifically when you might remember the Y2K issue that people were worried about it. And at that time, we actually had a shortage of tech workers that were needed to prepare American companies and governments with, what everyone was worried would be some kind of meltdown on January 1st.
A lot of anxiety went into that sucker.
Yes, and we did have a shortage at that time, and you could tell because wages were rising in the tech sector. Mm-hmm. So Congress actually opened the floodgates on the H-1Bs and allowed something like triple the number to be admitted over a period of several years. And a lot of those workers have never gone home, and yet the demand does not exist for them. I think the real problem is allowing this staffing company model to dominate the visa program in the way that it does, when that exists purely for, replacement with cheaper labor purposes. Mm. I think there's a way to get it back to a useful visa program through regulation can start, but really Congress needs to make this fix permanent. I'm not holding my breath for Congress to do anything
so
nowadays.
I completely agree with that. And I think that I'm glad that it's part of the conversation right now. Like the necessary thing that needs to take place is people need to be upset about it. Experts like yourself need to be heard about this. And then, of course, the president needs to be advised smartly about this. Do you have a solution in mind? Like, where is the target to kind of take the system as it is right now and cause it to come crumbling down? I mean, is it an elimination of those, job banking services? That is that the answer, the fix for this? Where do you start?
I think that's one answer, is to try to write the third party staffing companies out of the equation and see what happens when individual employers then get access to this visa program. That will start to make it more like the president thinks it is. And also to, kind of auction these off to the highest bidder. He's a big believer in the free market. And I think that would show, we've done research that shows that the vast majority of H-1B workers are classified as trainees and entry-level workers and making lower salaries. That right there should tell you that these are not the best and the brightest. These
right.
are the cheapest. And his agencies could write regulations that would raise the wage requirements for this program, and that would make it more difficult for these staffing companies to make a profit off of
yeah.
this. But I think they should be written out of the equation and demand that employers be doing this individually on their own for specific individual worker needs, not for, like dozens and dozens at a time.
Real quick, before we let you go, we're speaking with Jessica Vaughn at the Center for Immigration Studies. Do you believe that the president is near, like from a policy standpoint, is he around the solution? Is he anywhere adjacent to near the right solution? Maybe he just hasn't gotten to the one that is like fixable, applicable yet for this. Or do you feel like he needs to do an about face on the H-1B issue?
Well, I think he needs to listen to more than certain employers. He needs to listen to young people in this country, like people who are graduating from college now
yeah.
and graduate school and realizing that certain jobs are simply not open to them in their field of study in STEM because Employers are choosing, you know, foreign workers instead. The young voices are really very strong on this, becoming stronger and stronger as the realization grows that, you know, the STEM career that they were told that they should pursue is not a viable option for them. I think that would help.
I would take artificial intelligence coming in and taking other jobs that are available to people, entry-level jobs that are available to people, too, would cause a need for some of these potentially to be back of interest to the American worker, hopefully.
Yeah, that's true. It's we'll have to wait and see how this plays out. That's a big unknown right now.
It is.
Is it going to create a demand for certain types of skills in, you know, to develop these programs, or are a lot of people going to be replaced by it? It's hard to say.
Well, Jessica, your knowledge base here is fantastic. Thank you for talking to us about this issue. We look forward to hopefully having you back, as this issue is certainly going to continue to be top of mind for the administration and for the country, and we'd love to have you back.
Oh, thanks. Anytime.
Sounds good. Thank you so much. Jessica Vaughn, Director of Policy at the Center for Immigration Studies, talking with us there about the H-1B issue that Laura Ingraham really made top of mind for people in this conversation. So the YouTube poll for today, I voted for Trump and fill in the blank. He's exceeded my expectations. He's met my expectations. He's failed my expectations. Or I didn't vote for Trump. You have an answer for this one, Ryan?
Yeah, I do. He has met my expectations. The problem is he has set a pretty high bar for himself.
Yeah.
In the speed with which he works and gets things done.
Joe Biden set a pretty low bar.
He did.
And that so caused a lot of things to need to be resolved.
It's such a swing of the pendulum. But he has maintained that speed in this. Now, I didn't know exactly what this would look like. Nobody did. But I don't think he's taken the foot off the pedal. There's just some of those big marquee things that we've talked about already, even in this hour, that haven't come up as, you know, justice served yet for certain issues. And I'm not being vague on purpose. I'm just saying there are like a few of them that haven't made the news cycle yet. And it's because they're still in progress. And to me, we really shouldn't judge him based on those things. He's moving fast.
I also think that you can't not acknowledge the left's use of the legal system still to just drag this down. I mean, the government shutdown is a premier example of obstruction. Because that's all they can do. I'm not sitting here saying if the Republicans were in the position that the Democrats were in, which was the first 2 years of President Biden's, right? Didn't he have everything? He had everything.
Yeah.
For 2 years. I mean, that was so devastating. 2020 was such a devastating election for Republicans. If the Republicans were obstructing, in some cases, that's all that they could do. But you wanted to know that they were doing it for the right cause, like that there was a purpose for it. And looking at the Democrats shutting down the government for, was it 54 days? Did I say it was 54 days? 45 days? I don't remember.
Well, today isn't, but I think by the end, when it ends, it will be.
Okay, I saw 54, whatever. But to shut it down and for them to walk away with nothing just shows that they're not in the business of legislating, and if they're in the minority, Annie, can they really legislate? You can fight for something. There's got to be something out there that you can agree with some of these Republicans, because the Republicans are a pretty dynamic group in Congress right now. They do not agree on everything. There are populists. There are some traditionalists. There are fiscal conservatives. There are libertarians. There is something to hang your hat on that if you wanted to get something done and then champion that they couldn't have done this without the Democrats, you could do it. But that's not what the Democrats right now want to do. They want to halt everything in its tracks, and that's the best they can do. They hold on tight. And if you're looking at what the president has been able to get done in 9.5 months, you have to factor in how much obstruction has taken place by the Democrats for this long. More YouTube poll conversation next. Don't go away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.